about a few Herceptin adjuvant questions. Breast cancers that are HER2 positive should be subjected to assays of TOPO2, and that should be used to select chemotherapy regimens to combine with trastuzumab, specifically whether to include anthracycline.
I would disagree.
And 9 people disagreed, 2 agreed. You know, I know when those data were presented by Dennis Slamon, and Dan Hayes actually was one of the leaders of that session, and he was saying, I don't think we're ready to go. These people said it, you said it, but you know, those data look pretty impressive.
But how many times have we seen prognostic and predictive factors that in single studies looked very impressive, but when they were tested more broadly, were found not to be nearly as impressive prognosticators or predictors? So I think we need more experience. It certainly looks like a very promising clue that TOPO2 expression may be important, but we need a bigger data set. We need a validation set.
Do you think that simply completing the BCIRG data, in other words, I think they reported 2,000 patients, they're going to do the rest of them and have a little more mature data pretty soon, is going to be enough? Would it have to be another trial, and is there another trial?
I think I'd have to see what the data looked like, what the magnitude of benefit was, how consistent it was, and so forth, before I would be able to really answer that question. I think it's possible the BCIRG trial alone will be adequate to answer the question, but it's going to depend upon how impressive the data looks.